This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the Taliban on Friday to immediately halt their military offensive and negotiate in good faith for the sake of Afghanistan and its people. Guterres told reporters on Friday the message from the international community to those on the warpath must be clear. Seizing power through military force is a losing proposition. He added that can only lead to prolonged civil war or the complete isolation of Afghanistan. The UN chief said the country is spinning out of control. The Taliban have seized about half of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals and have their sights on the national capital, Kabul. The United Nations says more than 1,000 civilians have been killed or injured in the past month in attacks, especially in Helmand, Kandahar, and Herat provinces. Nearly 250,000 others have been displaced by the fighting. Earlier Friday, a spokesperson for Guterres said the United Nations has no plans to leave the country despite the rapidly deteriorating security situation. The United Nations has about 3,000 national staff and 300 international staff working in the country. Another 420 international staff have been working remotely outside the country due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. Treasury Department said Friday it was imposing sanctions on two Cuban Ministry of Interior officials and a military unit over the government's crackdown on protesters last month. Cuba's foreign minister tweeted a statement rejecting the sanctions, calling them opportunistic measures. In July, the United States put sanctions on the Cuban police force and two of its leaders. More on that story.